It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, November 4th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Free jeans from The Gap now available on Facebook, plus hotels, beer. This was all announced yesterday. But there's a catch. You have to use Facebook's Places feature to check in at the businesses making the offers. Facebook is making a big push into what can be called geosocial services, blending online with the real world. They're not alone. Companies like Google, Foursquare, Gowalla are all betting that soon we'll all be reporting in through our mobile phones as we move through our day, like squad cars. Of course, Segway scooters were supposed to be the next big thing, too. So will geosocial be the Segway or the text message? Jason Shapiro of St. Paul was an early adopter of the popular service Foursquare.
One thing that's nice is when I, for example, go to an event and I check in and I'm able to see instantly which of my friends are also at the venue. And from there, I can send them a text message or try to give them a call and meet up with them.
But couldn't you do that by just texting them or calling them anyway?
Absolutely. But what's nice is that I'm able to have, I think I have over 40 friends, and these are people that I actually know. So what's nice is I'm able to see very quickly 40 of my friends, where they are, and if they're at the same venue as me.
Are you in it for the long haul?
You know, there's a novelty to using this tool. And after a while, some of the novelty, some of the features that interest you may or may not be as interesting later.
So in order for it to stay interesting, the service has to keep evolving then?
I don't know if the service has to keep evolving. I think that the people have to contribute to what's already there.
It's like any social media thing. It's only a fun party if everybody comes to the party.
That's exactly it.
But there aren't a lot of guests at the party yet. Aaron Smith is with the Pew Internet and American Life Project, which has released a new study on geosocial services today. It found only 4% of online Americans are using this stuff so far. So when does the party start?
With some technologies, we've seen them get very popular and then kind of become less so with others. For instance, social networking sites and online video are the two sort of most prominent examples of that. Started off very popular with young adults and then sort of spread like wildfire through the whole rest of the population to the extent that now, you know, seniors are actually the fastest growing users of social networking sites. Obviously, this is kind of the next step in the evolution of the social web. We've gone from, you know, sharing what we're doing right now to, you know, sharing where we are right now. And you know, not only sharing that, but sharing that in real time and being able to see where all of our other friends physically are in relation to us. On Tuesday, you know, thousands of people across the country used Foursquare, which is one of the services that we looked at, to check in at their polling location and let everybody know that, hey, I did my civic duty, I voted. So I think you're going to see over the next several years the companies that make these services, but also businesses trying to figure out ways to bring these services into people's everyday lives and figure out how to make them really jazzed about them.
Aaron Smith with the Pew Internet and American Life Project. I guess we'll all just sit back and see if in a few years our moms start checking in places. Then we'll know.
That's a frightening thought.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Apple is increasing the length of song samples in its iTunes store from 30 seconds to 90. And Google settled a lawsuit over privacy in its Google Buzz service. The company emailed all Gmail users to say the claim's been settled, but you're not eligible for any of the money. Thanks, Google. And now the polar opposite of this whole geosocial thing. It's a site called MapCrunch. Whereas Facebook and Foursquare want you to go to real places, MapCrunch lets you virtually teleport to random places around the world without the hassle of actually going. It uses Google Street View images from around the world. Hit a button, you get a new one at random. Tells you where you are, shows you on a map. I got it pulled up now. Bam, I'm in Hong Kong. Wham, Brazil. Pow, Florida. You just never know. Turns out the whole world is filled with grass, trees, and retaining walls. What I love about MapCrunch, though, is the pointlessness. They don't even bother explaining it. You won't save money, you won't make friends or advance your career or all the other things the web is supposed to help you do. You just sit there and teleport. Bam, Finland. We have a link at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.